Hey, wake up. Wake up, baby. I know it's late and you just went to bed a couple hours ago, but it's snowing. Yeah. Do you want to come and watch the snow with me? I'll make us hot drinks if you want. Yeah. Come on. Do you want to take this blanket with you? Here, I'll put it around your shoulders. There you go. You look really cute when you're sleepy. Did you know that? Come on, take my hand. Let's go downstairs and look out the front window. Thank you for doing this with me. I'm sorry I woke you up. I don't know. My mother used to do this with my brother and I when we were small. Yeah, she would wake us up and we would go look out the kitchen window at the snow falling. And I would wish as hard as I could that school would be canceled the next day. I mean, even as an adult, when I see it snowing at night, I still wish as hard as I could that work would be canceled the next day, but it never is, but one can hope. There's something about the quiet that's my favorite, though. When the snow is falling, it's like the whole world is asleep, and the snow just makes it even quieter. It's like magic, kind of. Don't laugh at me, I'm serious. It's almost as if everything slows down and just gets very quiet, and we get to see the world literally change how it looks in front of us. It's all so beautiful right now, too. It's untouched, and there's almost a glow from the streetlights and from the moon. It's always so gorgeous before the world wakes up and tramples through it, turning it into a gray slush. And I know it's annoying when we have to shovel the driveway and clear the cars, but right now, it's kind of perfect. What was that for? You're gonna make me blush if you keep complimenting me like that. God, sorry. I didn't mean to yawn. Now I know it was my idea to get up out of bed and watch the snow. And I don't regret it. I'm spending time with you. How could I possibly regret this? Oh, thank you for sharing the blanket. Can I get a little closer to you? Okay, good, because I was going to do it anyway. Here, you can lean against me. I'll wrap my arm around you. I can play with your hair. I can give you head scratches. I can rub your shoulders. Whatever you like. Yeah? Here, let me just move our drinks over there. Come here. Come closer to me and get comfy. I meant what I said, you know. I don't regret this. The whole waking you up so you can indulge me thing. I know I said that watching the snow was magical, and it is, but this, or us, it's kind of like its own kind of magic too. And you're so sweet and kind and wonderful. You let me come up with all these weird plans and then just follow along. And I appreciate that so much. I just care about you a lot. And the fact that you just let me drag you out of bed makes me like you even more. I hate to say it, but I think you're stuck with me. Does this feel good, by the way? The way I'm touching you? Yeah? Okay. You know, when I was a kid back home, we used to get a decent amount of snow every year. And we would go to this giant hill in our neighborhood and we would slide down on it with whatever we had with us. Sometimes we would bring our sleds. Other times we just had crazy carpets, cardboard, or whatever. I remember one boy had a boogie board, and I remember that it broke in half right when he got to the bottom of the hill, and he skidded right off it, right on his face into the snow. And nobody ever used a boogie board to go sledding ever again after that. I mean, we lived in an area where we got a lot of snow, so, I mean, we knew how to work with what we had with us, but we weren't always smart about it, I guess. Oh, man. I remember my brother and I also used to build the most lopsided snowmen. And our father would help us sometimes, and he used to stick pine cones on the chest of at least one of the snowmen in the group, so that way there would be at least one snow woman. I'm seriously telling the truth. I will call him tomorrow and ask him about that if you want. Oh, what about you? Where you grew up, did you have a lot of snow in the winters? Oh, are you getting sleepy again? Yeah, we don't need to stay up. Of course we can just stay right here. I've got you. I think we'll be able to keep each other warm. I'm pretty sure we won't freeze to death. Like, 67% sure. I mean, that's more than half, which means the odds are in our favor, so. I'll make us breakfast in the morning if you want. Yeah. How does pancakes sound? You know, since you are with a Canadian now, I also have real maple syrup that I can bring out too. Would you like that? Well, good, because that's what you're getting. Yeah, we can definitely spend all day in bed tomorrow. I'll do whatever you want, since you did this with me tonight. Yeah, I promise. Get some sleep, and I'll see you in the morning, baby.